Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 He is sovereign. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me sing to you. Got everything in control. Every situation, every problem. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Oh Lord, you know where our feet go. You know where we're headed. You know our destiny. You know our purpose. Thank you for being sovereign over everything here. Thank you for being.
Because he is a present help in the time of trouble. Good morning, good morning. This is your host, Evangelist Benton, coming to you live on this super Sunday morning. God bless you. It has been a moment bringing you greetings victory against all odds. Hallelujah. It has been a moment since we've been on the air. God is up to something in this season. I kid you not. I am so happy to be joining you on a Sunday morning. The Lord woke me up this morning, and it was just a press to just be obedient to do this on a Sunday morning. But I want to just move in the Spirit, and just as the Lord leads me and guides me and tells me what to do, I tend to try to be obedient to Him. For when we are obedient, heaven is open to you. Hallelujah. And so, again, welcome and thank you for joining me on this Super Sunday morning. Today is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the 14th day of the seventh month of 2013. Glory to God. 14th day. 14 represents double measure of your spiritual perfection. It represents your deliverance and your liberty. That, and what makes it so just gracious is that you get a double portion of what God is about to do, has done in your life. This is the month of July. July represents completion for those of you who have started a good work, and you've been steadfast, and you've been unmovable, and you've been obedient, and you've been faithful and committed to that which God has called you today to do. This is a time of completion. You shall finish. You shall finish what you started. You shall finish the race. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but one who finishes to the end. Glory to God on this morning. Glory to God. I thank God for you. Without you, there be no us. Without you, there be no me. And without Christ, there be nothing. We can do nothing without Christ being first and foremost and center in our life. Let's not get it twisted. There is order in the body of Christ. There's order in God. He sets everything in order. When He created the heavens and the earth, He did it in order. So in all things, let us do things in order. We praise God for you. And giving honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the center of our life. I just thank God for each and every one of you. Just wanted to stop in to let you know that Victory Against All Odds is on the move, and that we are just moving into things of God. So just a word of encouragement for you on this morning. Most of you are waking up, or either you heard last night some of the things that are going on in the body of Christ, some things that have taken place, even as it we talk about the verdict for the Zimmerman case. Some of you may be upset. Hear about some rhetoric this morning in your Sunday school. Some are wondering why the Lord would have it to come out in such a way. And so I thought I would come and share with you that, remember, at the beginning of the year, and I just want to share this word of knowledge and wisdom with you, revelation with you, that we serve a sovereign God. He is just. And remember, this is the year of 2013. Remember, we've been talking since the turn of the year. This is the year of backsliding, the year of rebellion, the year of disobedience. This falls in line with what we've been speaking, what God has been saying all along. So this should not be a surprise to you, because you have been told over and over again, this is the year of going backwards. This is the year of rebellion. This is the year of disobedience. Now, it is very significant. Nothing is done with just happenstance. Yesterday was the 13th day of year 2013. That's double. That's double. So the fact that it happened on the 13th is very significant to us who are walking in the things of God. Remember, again, those that are not connected to the vine, those who are walking in spiritual wickedness, this is what you're going to see. As the body of Christ, we are going to witness this throughout the year. Do not be dismayed. Do not be fretful. You have been told. So it was very significant timing, for this is timing. This is season. This is ordained and preceded. That God has showed us that this is what is at hand. So it was not a surprise that this verdict came on the 13th day of the 13th year of the 21st century. Now, the other thing I want to share with you is Ephesians 6 and 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. So think it again, not strange. All of these things are lining up according to the scriptures. So our job is to stand guard. Now, standing guard means that those of us who are watchmen, who are gatekeepers, means we need to make sure that we are in our rightful place. Praise God. We who are watchmen and who are gatekeepers need to make sure that we stand in our rightful place, because we are the ones who guard the church against the various things. What are those various things? Those various things are backbiting, accusations, betrayal, compromise, confusion and disorder, covetousness, deception, division, false prophets, apostles, and teachers, financial attacks, apathy, backsliding, carnality, confusion, control, destruction, gossip, false teaching, doctrines of devils, greed, immorality, the Jezebel spirit, which is ruling in our churches, lukewarmness, the spirit of rebellion, here's that word again, sickness, death, and infirmity. So many people are falling ill and are leaving this world due to sickness, death, and infirmity. Because spiritually and in the natural, so much sickness, so much cancer. Cancer is a spiritual attack. Strife, witchcraft, idolatry. I'm going to say that one again, idolatry. So much idolatry in this world. Religious spirit, legalism. The church has been bound and chained due to the spirit of religionism, because people do not want to accept that Christ died on the cross, and when he died, the law went with him. And we are saved by grace and mercy, grace. His grace is sufficient. And therefore, we are no longer bound by the legalism, the Sadducees and the Pharisees. We are no longer bound by the law, and so much so that Mr. Jezebel, is trying to keep us bound and chained by the spirit of religion and legalism in the church. And we need to have a spirit, the ear to hear God's voice, know what God is saying in this season, in this time. And that is why it was pressing that I came on the air at this time to let you know that spirit is ruling in our churches. People are bound and chained, not able to move freely in the things that God has given unto you. Day in and day out, you've been sitting in the same churches for years, 20 years, 15 years, and you're still an usher. That is the spirit of legalism, spirit of control, pride, slander, slothness, and treachery. So much treachery in the body of Christ. This ability to tickle people's ear, coming up with new age doctrines that are not founded on the Word of God. And because we don't have the spirit of discernment or the spirit to hear God's voice, you're following along with this that does not even line up with the Word. It may have a few truths here and a few truths there, but it's just a few. And so therefore, you will be caught up in the last days with following false ministries, false prophets, false apostles, false teachings, because you don't have a foundation to know that which is true. That's why the Word tells us to study to show ourselves approved, and therefore you will not be moved by every wind and doctrine that comes and tickles your ear, because it sounds new. And so we who are watchmen and gatekeepers must stand on post so that we can help protect the preaching and the teaching and the evangelism, the worship and the intercession in the body of Christ. And if you go to Isaiah 5:1-2 in the scriptures, it says, Isaiah sang a song to Jehovah, whom he had referred to as his well-beloved concerning his vineyard, which he has in a very fruitful hill. God cultivated that perfect vineyard. Well, the vineyard is the kingdom of God. Nothing was left undone, so he should have had, based on the description in that passage, a great harvest, a guaranteed crop. Would you not agree with that, men and women of God? Would you not agree that in that scripture, God was letting us know he cultivated the perfect vineyard? He left nothing undone. Nothing. Why do you say that, woman of God? Because it says, the 6 points in that scripture says Jehovah had a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. He fenced it. He gathered out the stones. He planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in the midst of it. And then he made a wine press in it, which is your storehouse. A tower in the midst of it represents the watchman. In other words, someone to sit high and look over his vineyard. Now, after all this careful preparation, can you imagine how excited the Lord must have felt when he anticipated a great harvest? I mean, look at that, at this deep, and go to the scriptures and study it for yourself. Any good farmer carefully digs up his soil, his good soil, and he tosses away the stones. He obviously surveys his land. A good farmer would do that and use top-grade plants in order to anticipate grade A grapes. So his seeds are top-grade so that he can get grade A grapes, correct? When you talk about a vineyard, you're talking about planting. We think about grapes. So would not that farmer expect a great harvest after he has labored so? And so I say that to you because we are in trouble, men and women of God. We are in so much trouble. So looking deeper, so even after you've taken the time to choose good seed and till your ground and pick out the stones. You even, in the scripture, the Lord even put a drainage system in his vineyard. You said a drainage system? Yes, he did. Look at the scriptures. He said it was in a very fruitful hill. That's your water runoff. So he even had that in place. He left nothing undone, men and women of God. He left nothing undone. So he could see that the enemy was coming. That was your tower. That's why a tower was built. So now after all this labor, the Lord didn't only just fence it. He represented by the bears to keep out that which would try to come in and devour your vineyard. That's what a farmer does. He makes sure that he puts a hedge of protection around his field. and he does whatever is necessary to keep the enemy out. But when there is a gap, hallelujah, when there's a hole, when something is missing, there's a problem. So if we fast forward that particular scripture, the harvest is ready, but how many of you know there's still a waiting process whenever you plant? There's a waiting process. The waiting period is referred to as time. 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 Now, in the beginning, you know, there was just seed and harvest in Genesis before the fall. Before Adam sinned, there was just harvest, seed and harvest. There was no time. And if you go back and look at your scripture, he made everything in its kind. It was already mature, in other words. But because of the sin of man, we have seed, time, and now we have harvest. So when we plant, we have to have a waiting period called time. So the Lord then looked at the crop and of good grapes, but it yielded only bad grapes in this particular passage of scripture. Can you imagine how disappointing that the Lord must have been? Because he expected a great return, yet he got sour grapes. And that is what's exactly happening in the body of Christ. That's what happens to parents. We as parents, sometimes we have done everything that we can raising our children. We've raised them up. We've poured into them. We've given them everything. We've left no stone unturned. We've provided with them in all areas of their life. And yet, something happens, and you find yourself downtown with this child, or the child is disobedient to that which was poured into them. That is the same that the Lord feels about his children. He's given us everything we need. What happened? The Lord, our God, our Savior, our Deliverer, our protection, our strong tower, our hiding place, cares for his people of Israel, and he protects them. He provides for them, expects justice and righteousness in return, just as one would expect grade A grapes. But instead of yielding righteousness and justice, the people of Israel in that section of scripture produced the fruit of wickedness. How would you feel as a parent going through with your son and your daughter? Some of you who are listening and who will listen are going through with your sons and your daughters. You've planted, you've imparted, you've yielded is not equal to your labor. So how do you think that the father feels? Again, I say that. As a parent, you're broken, your heart is broken, you become angry, and so this is how the Lord feels. Israel is God's vineyard. The church is God's vineyard. But again, God is sovereign. The results, the yield, the harvest of the Lord planting should be fruitful in us. So he loves us so much that he took the time to hedge his vineyard, his shamar. Shamar means to hedge, to guard, to protect, to attend to take heed, observe, save, and to preserve. So he placed a tower in the midst of it. Netzer means to guard, a watcher, a monument, a keeper. Those hidden things to preserve. Both of those means fence and tower. So these things are necessary to keep the enemy out, necessary in order to keep the enemy from devouring us. So what am I saying? I'm saying we are the vineyard, and we have been ordained to be fruitful and remain fruitful according to John 15 and 16. But instead of us being alert and staying on our post or being obedient or being fruitful, we have dropped the ball, and the enemy has come in, and as a result, our grapes are sour and bitter. That is what I am saying. So, our job is to get on post. And I'm telling you this as a warning. This is the year of 2013. The spirit of going backwards. And because we are keeping silent, and because we won't speak, and because we're compromising, and because we're turning our back on truth, the enemy has come in and has devoured the vineyard. God gave us everything we needed. He fenced it. He built a tower in it. He placed a hedge of protection around us. He built a tower. A tower. A tower as a now is a tall structure that either stands alone or forming parts of another building. And as a verb, tower means to stand high. To stand high so that you can see who is coming and going. Our seers, our spiritual watchmen. And if you're a gatekeeper, if the gatekeepers and the watchmen are asleep on their post, the enemy comes in to devour the harvest, which yields sour grapes. So I'm sending warning. I'm giving you a Sunday morning message. I'm encouraging your heart at the same time, telling you that God is sovereign. And in your situation, God is sovereign. And if you continue to read that passage of Scripture, in Isaiah, verse 4 of that scripture, the Lord asked the question, what more could I have done for it? The Lord is saying, I provided all that you needed, and yet you manifest the fruits of wickedness. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do as a result of your behavior. Now we're getting personal. God is saying, because you have been disobedient to the word of God, this is the result, just as any parent would do for their child. This is what happens when you are disobedient. Remember, in earlier I said, he expects justice and righteousness in us. But because of our wickedness, because of our disobedient heart, because we won't be committed to the things of God, because we are operating in these other spirits that I called earlier, greed, immorality, rebellion, strife, witchcraft, idolatry, jealousy, carnality, control, this is what the punishment is for you. This is our Father talking to us, we being his children. He reversed all that he had labored in the beginning. He removed the hedges, he broke down the walls, and he trampled it. He no longer will prune or cultivate, but will allow the barriers and the thorns to grow up. And last but not least, he commanded the rains to cease. That's verse 5 and 6. So, in other words, God has removed the hedge of protection, and you are left unprotected for the enemy to come in and to devour us, to us, you, us, I'm including all of us, because of your disobedience. So verse 7 of that scripture says, the vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the nation of Israel, and the people of Judah are the vines he delighted in. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed for righteousness, but heard cries of distress. So this is what we're hearing. The people of God is now evident. We turn on the news, we hear of bloodshed, and we hear of cries of distress. Do we not? You have to agree. This is what we're hearing on the news. Killing parents, children. Parents killing their seeds, next generation, mass killing, suicide, job layoffs, corruption, much deception in and out of the body. This is why. Because of disobedience. There is much evidence of the hedge being removed here in 2013. The fence has been torn down, the walls have been broken down and trampled. The gatekeepers are not on post, therefore allowing the enemy to come in and devour the vineyard. The thieves and the robbers have come in and stolen our goods. killing our next generation, Zimmerman Trayvon case. Not only that, the word of the Lord says the Lord will no longer prune or cultivate, but allow the briars and the thorns to come up. To prune is to cut off and to remove the dead things, the living parts of the branch, and to plant to improve their shape and their growth. It means to reduce the unwanted or the undesirable. Cultivate means to improve and to prepare the land by plowing and fertilizing crops and tilling it. It means to loosen or dig up the soil around it so that to nurture and so to grow and to tend to. In the beginning, we said the Lord took time to cultivate the vineyard, even threw away the stones. So let's talk about the stones for just a moment. You've heard the phrase a stony heart, meaning a hard heart. However, the stones also represent sticks and stones, stumbling offenses, and brokenness, idolatry, judgment, no death, as well as being offended in affliction and persecution. So I'm saying that the Lord loved us so much that he took the time to throw away all the hindrances that would prevent us from being fruitful. That's the perfect vineyard. But because we, the body of Christ, are not aligned correctly, the enemy has come in and stolen our goods. So there is much destruction in the land, the government, the body of Christ. No protection because the watchmen and the gatekeepers don't know who they are and where they are to be aligned. The watchmen are to stand guard and sound the alarm when the enemy is approaching. And it is the will of God that many of those things be prevented, but he allows that which we know because he is sovereign. Praise God. I'm saying this in closing, and I'm gonna close down. I'm gonna say this. This Lord woke me up with this press on my heart this morning, so I needed to be obedient. Men and women of God, it's time to shut the doors and the gates of the enemy. It's time to stop making excuses. It's time out for church as usual. We must bind the hand of the enemy and go back to prayer and intercession. And we must allow the Holy Spirit to minister, not our agenda, our program, not 15 minutes of praise and worship, and now it's time for a few minutes of shouting, and then you cut that off and allow the Holy Spirit to minister. Allow the Holy Spirit. And whatever you do, allow the Word of God to be brought forth, because it's not the shouting. It's the word of God that keeps us when the enemy comes. It's our foundation. When we can't think, when we can't speak, when it gets really hard, when we can't pray and all we have is a broken heart, or we've lost a child to disobedience, we have the word of God to encourage our heart. Not a good shout. That will come. But before the shout can come, we've got to have something that we're shouting about. And it is the word of God, our foundation, our protector, our sword. It's the word of God. We've got to come to a place of being mature in Christ. Revelation 14 and 17 through 19 says, and another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had the power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that he had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Warning to the body of Christ regarding dreams of the grasshoppers. And I'll share that with you when I come back on the air. But in the meantime, I want you to read Revelations 9, 1 through 6. God is sovereign. I hope and pray that this word resonates in your heart. I don't want it to be received only, but I want you to conceive it and become pregnant so that you can give birth. Because to receive it is just that. It's in your mind. And we know how our minds get fickle. And when opposition comes, obstacles and things of that nature come, we forget because we only received it with our intellect. But I want you to conceive it in your spirit and give birth to it so that as we move forward, because this is now July, the month of completion, we're getting ready to step into new beginnings come August. And we've got to complete this year. So I'm preparing you for what is to come. Don't be dismayed. God is sovereign. He still have joy. He still have us in the hollow of his hand. But as watchmen and as gatekeepers, intercessors, prayer warriors, worshipers, praise dancers, pastors, preachers, fivefold, we've got to be on our posts. We cannot be silent. We must speak the word of God, not giving into idolatry and new crazy doctrine that is out there. And that's the far, far one end, and then the far, far other end is being stuck in an old mindset. You must be where God is right now, in this moment, in this present time, moving forward, where God is. And so praise God for you, you and you, for your family. God will, that he may bring about a shamar protection around your family, your house, your finances, your job, your ministry. And we praise God that in all things, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. So even with what you see with your natural eyes and hear, God is sovereign. He is just. He is holy. He is righteousness. And so if you can stand on the word, not what you think, feel with your eyes, not what you perceive, not what you think, but what you know that the word of God says, the revelation, the wisdom, the knowledge of him, then you're mature and you're grounded and rooted, knowing that even though the sea may get a little rough and a little stormy, you may bend and bow, but you won't break, and therefore you stand. Praise God. And when you stand, you have victory against all the obstacles, you know, whether it be a son, a husband, a wife, you know, a mother, a father, a sibling, a coworker, your finances, whether you've been hurt, bruised, abused, whether it's drug abuse, whether it's that secret sin, that lifestyle, you gonna have to lay it at the altar. Give it up. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Stand for what is right, even if you have to stand by yourself. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And have a super, 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 super
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is sovereign. He for being sovereign. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Got everything in control. Every situation, every day, every cry. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Thank you for being sovereign in our lives. Oh Lord, you know where our feet go. You know where we're headed. You know our destiny. You know our purpose. Thank you for being sovereign over everything. Thank you for being.
Victory is on the road right now, but we will be back on the air shortly, sooner than you think. And when you have time, please check out the new website going up, www.daao.weebly.com, and tell us what you think concerning the website. Please leave a comment. And also, Victory Against All Odds website now has PayPal. So if you feel led to leave a donation bless the ministry, or just want to be a seed sower, you are more than welcome to do that. Just go to the webpage and sow a seed, and it is tax deductible. We will send you a receipt. God bless you. Have a super, super Sunday, and we will talk to you again. God bless you.